I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. A Palestinian from East Jerusalem went on a rampage in a bulldozer today, scattering pedestrians and smashing vehicles. It was the second such attack this month. Many people were injured. The driver was shot and killed. The incident took place a couple of blocks from the hotel where Barack Obama is staying. Obama is spending the evening in Jerusalem, the latest stop on a whirlwind foreign tour. And as the World's Quill Lawrence reports, Israelis and American expatriates are eager to hear what the Democratic candidate for president has to say about the Middle East.
Obama has been making a stir all year in Israel, especially among American expatriates who will be voting remotely in the fall. Democrats used to be able to count on winning an overwhelming Jewish vote, but that's not so sure this year, and certainly not in Israel.
Here in Israel, it's a really a red state, where at least 70% of the American population in Israel voted for the Republican ticket.
Kori Bardash is chairman of Republicans Abroad in Israel. He discussed strategy over the din of cappuccino machines at an American-style bagel shop in Jerusalem.
Who is going to be the best president for the U.S., for the United States of America? Because truly believe that the person who is going to lead America, the leader of the free world, if that person is doing the best for America, by definition will be the best person for Israel.
Because of threats to Israel, Bardash says, Americans who have moved here are more likely to have a Republican take on issues of global security. They're also more likely to be religious and socially conservative. Expats in Israel will cast tens of thousands of votes in November. Bardash is counting on them to vote McCain because he's more familiar and much more experienced. And Bardash says he's running a positive campaign.
From our perspective, there is no room for any rumor mongering, for any rumor milling. We don't have to. The facts speak for themselves. Barack Obama is not a Muslim. In any article we write, we never use his middle name, Hussein, to score cheap points. We don't have to do that. His experience is clearly the most important factor.
Still, the same internet rumors about Obama's religion are commonly repeated in Israel. Bardash says he's targeting independents and Clinton voters among the expats here. That's left Obama with a bit of a tough sell, according to his supporters. Israelis for Obama at their bagel shop argue that the Bush administration has stretched American power so thin that it can't do anything about the threats to Israel. Samson Altman-Shevitz is one Obama supporter.
I think that Obama is going to restore the U.S. as the sort of moral and political and economic superpower, and therefore can also, in the interest of Israel, push for much more.
Altman-Shevitz says he'd like to see Obama bring more pressure on Israel to make peace. He thinks McCain would continue the Bush administration's policy of letting Israel do whatever it likes. Altman-Shevitz admits that Obama has made some confusing statements about the status of Jerusalem and probably needs to study up on the conflict here. But his main goal is not to get Israeli Americans to vote Obama. It's to reassure Jewish voters back in the U.S.
We see our role much more as actually giving confidence to the American Jewish community and saying there are Israelis who stand behind Barack Obama. We feel confident and safe in him and his approach, and that's much more our objective right now. We're targeting the American Jewish community much more and saying we're on the ground, we know the situation here, and we support his candidacy.
Obama's whirlwind tour continues tomorrow when he's expected to meet Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank and also travel to the Israeli town of Sderot, which has been the target of repeated rocket attacks from the Gaza Strip. For The World, this is Quill Lawrence in Jerusalem.